Windows 7 First Looks, January 9th, 2009. Hey, this is Rick, and today we're going to talk about something very interesting. Over the last couple of podcasts, I've been telling you about Windows 7. I've been telling you a few of the things I've been reading about it. Well, today, the first public beta of Windows 7 is out, and I've gotten my hands on it, and I've gotten bold enough to try and install it onto my Vista computer and see if I can get the screen reader to work with it. And it was an interesting process. I had some troubles doing the update from Vista, but I did manage to get it done. And the first thing I tried was System Access, since it was so easy to bring up. All I had to do was do the Windows R to get the run dialog up, and simply typed in www.satogo.com, satogo.com, and got System Access to Go up and running, and found out quickly that it indeed did work for the most part well with the Windows 7 beta. Next to what I did is I got really bold and I said, okay, let's see if JAWS 10 will run as well. So got my JAWS 10 CD out and put it in and actually got it to install. So it runs pretty good, actually. Not too many problems. So hopefully the folks at Freedom Scientific will easily be able to get JAWS 10 and 11 running on Windows 7 when it comes out. And a lot of the blogs and a lot of the podcasts are rumoring that it may be out by this summer, so should be really interesting. All right, what I want to do today is I'm going to bring up Windows 7, and actually we're going to go around it. I'm going to show you some stuff in the control panel. Just you know, going to browse around, show you how it works, and maybe talk about a few things that are different. And we'll go from there. So, first thing I'm going to do is going to turn on the Windows 7 computer. And it's starting to boot right now. So it should be up in about 25 seconds. It's a pretty quick boot, actually. And as you'll hear, JAWS will come up very quickly after the log one sound comes on. Okay, I hear the hard drive running over there. So should be up here in just a few seconds. Yep, I just heard the sound initialize.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Start button to open. Press enter.
And we are now up in Windows 7. As you heard, for those of you running Vista, the default sound scheme in Windows 7 is the same as in Vista. I don't know if this will change by the time it actually comes out, but right now this is the default theme. There are several themes, I guess, that have different sounds, different looks, things like that. All right, so we are up in Windows 7.
Windows M. Desktop, folder view, list view, computer, 2 of 15. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, now I'm arrowing around on the Windows 7 desktop.
Tab, start button to open, press enter.
Okay, we're at the start button, so go in there.
Space, menu, search box, edit, search programs and files. To move through items, press up or down arrow.
We still have the search as we did in Vista. And that's pretty much the same. I don't think there's any real drastic changes there.
All programs submenu A.
And then we have an all programs submenu here.
Search box edit. Search probe back sub menu B. Windows Live closed. 26 of 26. Dup Winamp closed. Super anti-spyware closed. Startup closed. OpenBook 8.0 dup maintenance closed. 21 of 26.
And then we just have our various programs here. We have maintenance, which is one of the Windows 7 things.
Level 1. Maintenance. O. Backup and restore. 2. 1 of 4. B.
Backup and restore.
Create a system repair disk. 2. 2 of 4. C.
System repair disk.
Help and support. 2. 3 of 4. H. Windows Remote Assistance 2, 4 of 4, W. Help create backup and restore maintenance of maintenance. JAWS 10.0 closed. Games closed. 19 of games open. 13 items. Chess Titans 2, 1 of 13. Free Cell 2. Games Explorer 2, 3 of parts 2, 4. Internet Backgammon 2, 5 of 13. Internet Checkers 2, 6 of 13.
So pretty much the same as in Vista. We pretty much have the same games, it looks like.
Internet Spades 2, 7 of 13. Mahjong Titans 2, 8 of 13. Minesweeper 2, 9 of 13. M. More games from Microsoft 2, 10 of 13. M. Purple Place 2, 11 of 13. Solitaire 2, 12 of 13. Spider Solitaire 2, 13 of 13. Devices and Printers 9 of 10. D. Help and support 10 of 10. Devices and default programs 8 of 10. D. Control panel 7 of 10. C.
Let's see.
Default programs 8 of 10. Devices and printers 9. Help and support S. Rick 1 of 10. R.
Oh, that's weird. I arrowed off and got out of the menu.
Epson scan closed 17 of 26. C. Cleaner closed 16 of 26. Epson scan extras and upgrades closed. Games open 13 items.
Okay, so that was kind of weird. I did a. The left arrow to try and close the games, and somehow I got into another menu altogether.
Extras and upgrades closed. 18 of 20. Extras and upgrades open. 3. Small business resources. 2. 1. Windows Marketplace. 2. 2 of 3. W.
Now, one thing I need to mention is this is essentially Windows 7 Ultimate. So, the beta isn't released in anything but the Ultimate version. So, if you don't have a license for JAWS or whatever to run Pro, then unfortunately you probably, you know, you can only do the beta in 40-minute mode. So everything you see here is the stuff that's offered in Ultimate, which may or may not be offered in what I assume will be called Windows 7 Home Premium.
Small business extras and upgrade. Extras and upgrade. Epson scan closed. C cleaner closed. Avast antivirus. Administrative tools closed. Accessories closed. 13 of 20. Accessories open. 18 item. Calculator 2. 1 of 18. Command prompt 2. Connect to a network projector 2. 3 of 18. C.
And there's some different things that are new to Windows 7 that are in here. And, you know, the old things that have always been around.
Getting started, 2, 4 of 18, G, Notepad, 2, 5, Paint, 2, 6 of 18, Remote Desktop Connection, 2, Set, Run, 2, 8 of, Snipping Tool, 2, 9 of 18, S, Sound Recorder, 2, Sticky Notes, 2, 11 of, Sync Center, 2, 12 of 18, Windows Explorer, 2, 13 of 8, WordPad, 2, 14 of 18, Double, Ease of Access closed, 15, System Tools closed, 16 of 18, Tablet PC closed, 17 of 8, Windows PowerShell closed, 18 of 18, Snipping tool run. Repeat. Getting started. 2. 4. Connect to a network projector. Command prompt. Calculator. Accessories. Op. Accessories. XPS viewer. 1. 12 of 26. X.
And there's another new thing. This XPS viewer. I'm not sure what that is.
Windows update. 1. 11 of 26. W.
Windows update.
Windows media player. 1. 10 of 26. W.
Windows media player 12 comes with Windows 7, as well as Internet Explorer 8. One interesting thing with Windows 7, before I keep moving around here, is that some of the things that are not included with Windows 7 are quite interesting. One of the things that will not be in Windows 7 will be an email client. For whatever reason, Microsoft has decided to not ship an email client with Windows 7, so you'll have to use something like either Outlook or a third-party program like Thunderbird, or you could Also, hopefully, and I haven't had much luck at this yet, and what Microsoft would like you to do is use Windows Live Mail. And I've installed Live Mail on here, and I haven't had a whole lot of success with it. The folder views act real quirky, so not real pleased with that. I think a newer version is out now. Somebody was saying that Windows Live Messenger 9 was out, and so I assume the other goodies are out too, so may have to give that a look and see how that works.
Windows Media Center 1, 9 of 26, W.
And we still get Windows Media Center.
Windows Live Messenger 1, 8 of 26, W.
And that I've installed.
Windows Live Mail 1, 7 of 26, W. Windows Fax and Scan 1, 6 of 26, W. Windows DVD Maker 1, 5 of 26, W.
We still get the Windows DVD Maker.
Send Feedback 1, 4, Internet Explorer 1, 3 of 26, I. Desktop Gadget Gallery 1, 2 of 26, D.
Another one of the changes in Windows 7 from Vista is that Vista had the sidebar, which was up on the side of the desktop, and it had the gadgets in it, you know, like clock, weather, CPU meter, things like that. And in Windows 7, this has changed somewhat. We don't have the sidebar anymore, but we do still have the gadgets. And I'll bring those up here in a minute and show you how to access those. It's not much different in Vista, actually. Okay.
Default programs, 1, 1 of 26. Desktop gadget gallery, 1, 2 of...
Okay, let's
see. Escape, search box edit, search programs and files.
Okay, I'm back to the search box, and then if I right arrow...
S. Rick, 1 of 10, R.
We get... some of our common things, like there's my documents.
Documents, 2 of 10, D. Rick, 1 of 10, documents, 2 of 10, D.
I don't know why it's showing it twice, but Rick leads directly to documents.
Pictures, 3 of 10, P.
Pictures,
music, 4
music,
of 10, F. Games, 5
games,
of 10, D. Computer, 6 of 10, C.
Computer.
Control panel, 7
control
of 10,
panel.
C. Default programs, 8 of 10, devices and printers, 9, help and support, 10 of 10, H. Back sub menu, A. Help and support, 10 of 10, H. Back sub menu, A. Escape, leaving menus, start button to open, press enter.
Let's see here.
Menu, search box edit, search program, S. Shutdown split button.
And if I arrow once to the right from the search box.
Shutdown split button.
I get the shutdown.
Help and support, 10 of 10, H, S. Sleep, S.
And if I arrow right again. I get another menu.
Switch user, W. Log off, L. Lock, O. Restart, R.
Which gives me some options.
Sleep, S.
For restarting and going into sleep and things like that. Switching users.
S. Rick, 1 of 10, R, S. Shutdown split button.
And it doesn't say that properly. It just says S.
Shutdown split button.
But if I do my insert up arrow and JAWS, I can get it to read that.
Escape, leaving menus, start button to open, press enter.
Okay, now what we're going to come into next is the taskbar, and this is one of the biggest changes in Windows 7. And I'll tab.
Tab, Internet Explorer button to activate, press spacebar.
The taskbar is different in Windows 7 than it has been in any of the previous operating systems. What the blogs have been saying is it's more like the Mac's dock that is in their operating system. I'm not real clear on this as to how this exactly looks, but what happens in Windows 7 is that there are things on the taskbar that you can either run or things that are actually running. And graphically, I guess they look slightly different. I'm not sure how JAWS is going to represent something that can be run and something that is actually running. That should be interesting. Right now, I'm on the taskbar.
Gold Wave 26 of 30.
No, and I'm hitting the wrong keyboard again.
Internet Explorer button.
There's Internet Explorer. these things I'm in right now are things that could be run.
Windows Explorer button.
Windows Explorer.
Windows Media Player button.
Windows Media Player.
Internet Explorer button.
And we go back around. So it's kind of like they've combined the Quick Launch directly into the toolbar. Now, I don't have anything else here. Let me run something.
Windows R, run dialog, C, enter, calculator dialog, calculator, standard view, Z, Windows M, desktop, folder, tab, start button, tab, gold wave button, Windows M.
Jeez, use the right keyboard. I hope I... No, I didn't do that right, of course.
Windows R, run dialog, type C, enter, desktop, folder view, list view, computer, 2 of 15. To move to items, use the arrow keys. To hear the JAWS help topic for calculator, hold down the JAWS key and press clear. Display window not found.
Okay, I was using the XP there again for a moment.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, computer, 2 of 15.
My hands just automatically want to reach down to the lower keyboard and use it. Okay.
Tab, start button to open, press tab, Internet Explorer button to activate,
okay,
press space bar.
So back down to the taskbar, and we'll have our three things here that can be run.
Windows Explore, Windows Media, Task Switcher, List Box Unavailable.
There are actually a few other things.
Windows Media Player button to active, Task Switcher, List Box Unavailable. Internet Explorer button, Task Switcher, List Box Unavailable.
Now it gets a little complicated.
Running Applications Toolbar.
Now I down arrowed here, and I get into a Running Applications Toolbar.
Internet Explorer button, Task Switcher, List Box, Running Applications Toolbar. Task switcher list box, enter, running applications toolbar, Internet Explorer button, to Windows Explorer, Windows Internet Explorer, Windows Explorer, tab, Internet Explorer button, tab, system tray JAWS for the shift tab, Internet Explorer button.
And this
to
is
activate.
Where I get kind of confused as to how.
Internet Explorer button, Windows Media Player button, Windows Explorer button, Windows Media Player button, tab, system tray to shift tab, Internet Explorer button to activate, press spacebar. Windows Media Internet Explorer button.
See, I can't get to that calculator app that's running on the taskbar.
Internet Explorer button. Windows Internet Explorer button. Shift tab, start button to open Windows M, desktop tab, start button tab, Internet Explorer button to act, Windows Media Internet Explorer button, Windows Explorer button.
So, you know, that's kind of hard. I'm not sure what to do there.
Tab, system tray JAWS for Windows button. To
move go right
the
to
button,
the system
the
tray
and
if
right
I tab.
Arrows.
And,
Alt tab.
Oh, well, now it says it's...
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, computer, 2 of 15. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
It says it's not
Windows
running.
R, run dialog, type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. Open colon edit combo, 0 items, to set the V, C, A, L, C, enter, desktop, folder view, list view, computer, 2 of 15. To move to items, use the arrow keys, calculator, 0.
Okay. Do Windows,
Windows M, desktop, folder view, tab, start button, tab, Internet Explorer button, to Windows, task switcher, list box unavailable.
Task switcher, list box unavailable.
Internet Explorer, task switcher, running applications toolbar.
And there's the running applications toolbar, but then what do I do? Do I press enter on it?
Enter, calculator, 0. Display window not found. Alt tab, desktop, computer, alt tab, calculator, 0.
So that's going to be interesting.
Alt F4, CPU meter, read only edit, CPU Windows M, desktop, tab, system tray JAWS for Windows button. To move between the buttons, use the left and right arrows.
And then we have our system tray.
Avast virus recovery database, Avast on dash access scanner code, safely remove hardware button, action center button.
Now we have some new things here in Windows 7, like the Action Center, which I'm not 100% sure yet how that works.
Network, local, and internet.
Network. And it gets stuck.
Windows M, tab, system tray, avat, safely room, action, network, local, and digital audio interface, colon, 60% button.
And there's my volume. Sometimes it gets stuck if I hover over the network thing in the system tray, so I had to go past it real quick.
1:35 p.m. clock.
And then there's our clock. One of the things that's different in Windows 7 is You don't get quite as many of the security alerts nagging at you. They've quieted a lot of that down. Could be good, could be bad, I'm not real sure. But I noticed it wasn't nagging at me when I didn't have an antivirus running, and, you know, that's, you know, like I said, not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Another thing that's changed is UAC is somewhat less pop-up-y on us. It doesn't come up quite as often. And I believe there's some options in there now to adjust its behavior. So as, you know, I play around with this more, hopefully I'll have some information on UAC. But I noticed right away it doesn't come up as much as it did on Vista. And I guess as you run it, it's supposed to come up less and less.
Tab, start button. Tab, gold wave button.
Oh, jeez. Down on the XP computer again, sorry.
Windows M, desktop, tab, start button to tab, Internet Explorer button to activate, press spacebar. Tab, system tray JAWS for Windows, tab, show desktop button to activate, press spacebar.
Now, there's this show desktop button, and I'm not sure what it does. But it's new to Windows 7, and if I tab
again...
Tab,
desktop, folder view, list view, computer, 2 of 15. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
I'm in the desktop. One of the things also I've noticed on Windows 7 is the start menu. The classic option is gone. You do not longer have any ability to change to classic view in the start menu. I had read some stuff saying that this was going to change, and apparently it has. So, you know, we're going to have to get used to this start menu view and learn to use it and like it, I guess, because there's no classic view. The control panel is somewhat different as well, but you do at least get a list view on that, and I'll show you that in a minute. All right. Like I said on the gadgets, you in Vista had the Windows space key combination to bring up the sidebar, and then you could do a Windows G to toggle your different gadgets. Well, in Windows 7, you don't have to do the Windows space anymore because the sidebar is gone, but the gadgets are still there, and they're just out on the desktop now, I guess. So if I do my Windows G.
Windows G, Gold Wave Digital Audio.
No, I'm doing that again. Darn it. Why I keep doing that.
Windows M. Windows G, Weather.
And there's Weather.
Tab. Graphic Cloudy. Bland. Graphic Cloudy. Bland. Graphic Bland. Graphic Cloudy. Bland. Graphic Bland. Link New York, night. Bland. Graphic Cloudy. Bland. Link New York, night. Bland, 36 degrees. Bland, weather, weather.
Okay, and it says New York, New York. I haven't been able to set that yet.
Menu, search box edit, search programs and files to move through items, press up or down arrow. Leaving menus, menu, search box edit, search programs and files to move through items, press escape. Escape. Windows M, desktop, folder view.
I hit the wrong key there again. I'll do a Windows G again.
Windows G, CPU meter. Windows G, weather. Windows G, CPU meter.
And then that's the only two I have in there right now.
Tab, read only edit, CPU usage 0.1%.
And CPU usage is 1%.
Read only edit, random access memory, left parent RAM, right parent 20%.
20%. And this is a 4 gig system. Well, this is the 32-bit version of Windows 7, so I actually have about 3.53 gig available here. And resources has been nice and low here, 20%. It's very responsive. Some of the blogs I've been reading, people have been talking about running it on lower-end computers, some of the netbooks and stuff, and said, you know, if Arrow is off, it definitely is pretty peppy. So that should be interesting. It's supposed to be a lot less resource-intensive than Vista is and more responsive. And so far, it looks to be more responsive to some extent here on this machine. This is a Core 2 Duo 2.66 gig dual-core system.
Windows M, desktop.
Okay, let's see.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, computer, 2 of 15. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Menu, search box, edit, search S, rich, what, doc, pick, mute, games, computer, sit, control panel, 7 of 10, for leaving menus, all control panel items, CP category panel.
Okay, now I'm in the control panel, and I'm just going to mess around here a little bit. One of the things I did notice in the control panel is I'm stuck to an icon view, which I'm not sure why. One of the other things I did notice I wanted to talk about, if you try to run the beta with JAWS 10, JAWS 10, isn't designed to work with Windows 7 yet, so there'll be some things you won't be able to do. A couple of the things I noticed that you can't do is you can't get the system tray up when you do an insert of F11.
Failed to obtain the list of task tray icons.
Yeah, you get that. And if you're in the tray and you hit your application key to try and get access to something, you don't seem to be able to do that either. So, but I know things like that are just, due to the fact that it's not designed to work with Windows 7 yet. Okay.
Action Center link, top of file, Action Center link.
We have this Action Center, let's go in here.
Enter.
This is something new to Windows 7.
Review recent messages and resolve problems.
And I guess I'll tab through this.
Tab, toggle security group button to activate, press space bar.
It has to do with things like security on the computer, problems and fixes and things like that, I believe.
Tab, toggle maintenance group button to activate, press space bar. Tab, graphic link. Tab, troubleshooting link. Tab, graphic link. Tab, recovery link. Tab, toolbar desktop split button to add. Tab, search box edit. Tab, control panel home link. Tab, change action center settings link. Tab, user account control settings link. Tab, view archive messages link.
Just we get things like UAC in here and things like that.
Tab, view performance information link.
Performance information.
Tab, backup and restore link. Tab, Windows update link. Tab, Windows program compatibility troubleshooter link. Tab, help graphic. Tab, toggle security group button to activate, press space bar.
Okay, and I think we've come back around, so I'm not real sure what that does just yet. And 100%, but I'll keep looking at it.
Alt left arrow, CP category panel. Tab, action center link. Tab, autoplay link. Tab, biometric devices link.
And I think this has something to do with security, things like thumbprint readers, things like that.
Tab, clear type text tuner link. Tab, credential manager link.
Some of the new things here, the credential manager, the clear type.
Shift tab, clear type text tuner link.
The clear type text tuner, that's for clear type text.
Tab, credential manager link.
Different fonts.
Tab, default location link. Tab, desktop gadgets link. Tab, devices and printers link. Tab, ease of access center link. Tab, folder options link. Tab, game controllers link. Tab, home group link.
There's more things for setting up home networks, things like that, wireless networks in Windows 7. There's some wizards that help you do that, and I think this is part of the
home group link.
The home group link here.
Tab, internet options link. Tab, keyboard link. Tab, mouse link. Tab, notification area icons link. Tab, parental controls link. Tab, performance information and tools link. Tab, phone and modem options link. Tab, programs and features link. Tab, regional and language options link. Tab, sound link. Tab, sync center link. Tab, system icons link. Tab, taskbar and start menu link. Tab, troubleshooting link. Tab, Windows card space link. Tab, Windows firewall link. Tab, Windows update link. Tab, administrative tools link. Tab, backup and restore link. Tab, BitLocker drive encryption link. Tab, color management link. Tab, date and time link. Tab, default programs link.
So most of this is the same as Vista. There's some changes, but it's not tremendously different.
Tab, device manager link. Tab, display link. Tab, feedback link. Tab, fonts link. Tab, getting started link. Tab, indexing options link. Tab, iSCSI initiator link. Tab, location and other sensors link. Tab, network and sharing center link. Tab, offline files link. Tab pen and touch link. Tab personalization link. Tab power options link. Tab recovery link. Tab remote app and desktop connections link. Tab speech recognition options link. Tab system link. Tab tablet PC settings link. Tab text to speech link. Tab user accounts link. Tab Windows Defender link. Tab Windows Sideshow link. Tab toolbar desktop split button to activate. Tab search box edit. Tab control panel home link. Tab CP category panel. Tab action center link.
Yeah, okay, we've tabbed back around. So that is some of the things that are in the control panel, and I'm not going to take a bunch of time here to go into various things, because if you're familiar with Vista, most of this is pretty similar. All right. Well, I just wanted to briefly give you a first look at Windows 7 for people that are interested. I'm sure a lot of you have heard about it and are probably interested to see, you know, is JAWS going to work with it? And, you know, will I be able to use it? Will I like it? As you can see here, JAWS does work with it. JAWS is going to need some tweaking as usual, but it definitely does function with the beta. And I was very surprised to see that, and was happy that it works. And I'm going to keep playing with the beta here over the next couple of months, and hopefully I can learn some more and pass some more information along to all of you out there that are interested in Windows 7 and may be thinking about purchasing it later this year when it comes out. And hopefully I can give you a good heads up on that as the next couple of months roll along. All right. That wraps this first look up. And I hope this has been helpful to you. And we'll talk to you again soon. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's rharmon928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's rharmon, at blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.